Well, it is that time of the afternoon when we always celebrate the Celebrity News Roundup. So right now, we're going to give you the May 29th edition of what's going on in Hollyweird. We're going to give you the 20-second or less news, the top five stories, what's going on in Hollywood. It may not make CNN or Fox News. Probably isn't even going to make the local newspaper. But I-101 is going to give it to you. Afternoons with the Groobs want you to know what's going on with those celebrities and their so-called normal lives. And then boom, just like a phantom, I'll disappear. You'll have the knowledge, and I'll be gone. It's going to be good. Well, Sarah Palin's daughter Willow is expecting twins. Brad Pitt casually went to an art exhibit, and no one even noticed him. Ellen DeGeneres confesses that her stepfather abused her when she was a teen. Ariana Grande's wax figure is disgusting. And Lamar Odom says he didn't overdose at the brothel. Dennis Hoff poisoned him. Do you believe that? Did Dennis Hoff poison Lamar Odom, or did he overdose? Theories abound. Pretty sure when he went to the hospital, they found drugs in his system. Pretty sure he went to rehab for those drugs in his system. But it could have been poison. I mean, why not? It sounds like Ariana Grande's wax figure got poisoned. It looks like it's melting. It's disgusting. People.com says that Ariana Grande's wax figure is having to be removed to get repaired. Because it's turning into Ariana, what's the small over there? Starbucks. Venti. Latte Grande. Venti. How about a medium? How about a small? I don't know. Reminds me of that movie with Paul Rudd. No, Venti means large in Italian, Spanish. Venti and Grande means large. But I don't know. If anyone remembers that movie, it's hilarious. There you go. You've been informed on your May 29th Celebrity News Roundup. Poor Brad Pitt, by the way. No one even noticed him at the art exhibit. Who's that weird-looking old guy over there? I don't know. I think he used to be famous. Maybe one time back in the Troy days. Back in the, I'm not a huge Brad Pitt guy. What Brad Pitt movies was he in? Yeah, just Troy. It's the only movie I can think of with Brad Pitt. Oh, Interview with a Vampire. Yes. Yes, how could I forget about that? That was like 25,000 years ago. Poor old guy. He's retired. He's just out looking at art. Enjoying himself. All right, you guys, coming up in about 35 minutes. Well, make it 30 minutes from now. 5 o'clock whistle is going to blow. I'm going to pull an email out with your name. If you get your name pulled, it's going to be, what is today, Wednesday? A Little Caesars Pizza. Delish. You will win. So simply tune in at 5:03 to hear your name. If I pull it out, play your song for the favorite 5 or your drive at 5. Pretty easy. Lots of fun. And it kicks off your end of work day whistle with a blast, with a bang. Know what I mean? So we're going to get to that 5 o'clock whistle right now. Starting it all off with Summer Days. Here's Martin Garrix on I-101.